Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Only God can judge me.
Is that right?
Only God, man. Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Ready?
Perhaps I was blind to the fact. Stabbed in the back. I couldn't trust my own home. Just a bunch of dirty facts. Will I succeed? Never know it from the weed. And hope it's focused. Try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's gone, tell me what's the use in trying. I've been trapped at birth, cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the earth. And they say it's the white man I should fear. But it's my own kind doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them wish to die. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed. And everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix. Cause the media's full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge. I can make it, got a body full of bullet holes, laying here naked still. I can't breathe, something's evil in my IV. Cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but through the Lord's care. Trying to remember, but it hurts. Some walking through the cemetery, talking to the dirt. Die like a man, to live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven and it's ours. Black power is what we scream as we dream in a paranoid state. And our fate is a lifetime of hate. Dear mama, can you save me? And fuck peace, cause the street got our baby. We gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male trapped. And they wonder why we suicidal, running round strapped. Mr. Police, please try to beat it. It's a million motherfuckers threatening just like me. Only God can judge.
That which does not kill me can only make me stronger. For real. I don't see why everybody feels as though they gotta tell me how to live my life.
You know?
Let me live, baby. Let me live.
Pac, I feel ya. Keep serving it on the realer. For instance, say a player hating Mark about to kill ya. Would you be wrong for bucking a nigga to the pavement? He gon' get me first if I don't get him. Who start praying? Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of law. So judges, when we get to where we're going, we're in the cross. That's real. Got him, missed him, crept the fuck up on him. Sold a half a million tips. Now everybody want him. After talking behind my back like a bitch would. Telling them niggas you can face a punk, I wish you would. Be the same motherfuckers in your face that'll rush up in your place to get your safe. Knowing you on that paper safe. Grass, glass, big screen and leather couch. My new shit is so pretty, I already sold the Kia ounce. Bitch, remember Tupac and Forte? Them same two brothers dodging rulers representing the base. Pop when you was locked down, that's when I be around. Start climbing up the charts, so sick, but they tried to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't think I don't see you haters, I know y'all in the sky.
Guess you figure you know me cause I'm a thug. That love to hit the late night club, drinks and buns. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm bout to floss some ball players, stick with Rote. Only God can judge. Only God can judge. Only God can judge. That's real. Only God can judge. Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
All soldiers come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the one that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I say march, we can step, rip and come for the dust. We can see death in line, you got nine, love yourself. Black dollar, keep the black dollar black. We were taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nation, strong and black. That's what's down. See that job that you seek, it ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dreams. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep the culture, it ain't hard as it seems. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by enemies next. Queen Omega showed us that we're royalty. And garments stack the bread and bars are both to set us free. When I say
march, what the step, rip and come to the death. What the scene, pass the lies, you got lies with yourself. You the king, you the queen, you the people, you the rock. Tell the power to start a business, build a black economy.
They bring guns, they bring dope, alcohol.
haul to the hood. They want you to sell dope, kill and ride for your food. But they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us and we gon' operate on us. When I say march, you say step, rep and come to the death. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. You's a king, you's a queen, to your people you's a savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.
Uhuru, sisters and brothers, the first thing I want to say is that I love you. And the second thing I want to say is that we can win. We will win our liberation. And in order to win our liberation, we have got to think positively. We have got to believe that we can win. And if we don't believe that we can win, we're whipped before we start. We've got to realize what dangers exist, and we've got to look at those dangers realistically. We can't afford to have a subjective, distorted, irrational fear. We've got to look at the obstacles to our liberation coolly and clearly, and to develop ways to get rid of those for us to struggle, for us to fight for our liberation and for our nation.
You got to, I'm here to tell you that the only way you're going to stop police brutality is you got to stand up and be brutal with this damn beast. You got to step to this cracker or it will never stop. You can moan, you can groan, you can sing, you can pray. You can recite, you can claim you know all the Quran, Old Testament, all the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, the Quran from Al-Fatiha to Al-Nas. You can know all the Medunetah. You can know Maya, truth, justice, righteousness, harmony, balance, order, reciprocity. You can name those of the Netter system. You can go and study the Odu text and substantiate your position according to Odu. You can study the Ifa, or the Word, or the Akan, or the Yoruba, and run through the pantheon of the Orisha. You can call on Oludumare. You can call on Ilegba, and Shango, and Obatula, and Oshun, and Ogun, and Yemonya. You can know all of that. But unless you're willing to stand up and step to this white man, we will never get out of this condition.
Those of you rolling around in the church and carrying on in the same position as well. But let me continue. This society is a society of criminals, run by criminals, and it is a creator of criminals. And we must recognize it. And I have to say that because we got some people out here who say, I want my children to be just like them. That's the ultimate goal. I don't want there to be any differences. What are you talking about? You want them to be enslavers, rapists and robbers and killers and murderers and imperialists and so forth, just like the other folk, right? Think again, ladies and gentlemen. But due to that time, I'm just going to have to rush through here. I accuse the society of being a crimogenic society, a criminal society, a society that engages in white on black violence for a number of reasons. And of course, as you can tell, often the psychology of an individual or people in terms of their origins and early childhood experiences. You can look at then the psychology of a people in terms of their origins and early childhood of their race. And when we look then at the origins of this society, we must immediately recognize that it is a society founded on criminal activities. Yes. And that is this inheritance today. It is still a part of it. A society that is a crimogenic society and a society that engages on white, on black violence because it is founded on the murder and theft of Indian peoples and Indian lands. It is a crimogenic society, a criminal society, and a society that practices white-on-black violence, because it is a society founded on the kidnapping of African people, the manslaughter of African people in the mid-passage, the extortion from African people of their labor, and the enslavement of African people. Therefore, the very nature and foundations of this society rest on two massive genocidal crimes, and this original crime is a part of its nature today. It is a crimogenic society because this group of people cannot face their own criminality. They must engage in the psychology of denial and repression and distortion. And this denial and distortion and repression must suffuse throughout the total society, throughout its total institutions, throughout its total values, and therefore ultimately it must pervert its total population. It is a criminal society and a white-on-black violent society because it engages in the crime of breach of contract. It has breached the contract of its constitution. It breached the contracts it made with African people during the reconstructions. It breached its contracts of the 14th, 15th, and other amendments. It breached its contracts in reversing its rulings in the 1860s, 1870s, 1980s, and 1990s. It breached its contracts in terms of sharecropping, the peonage of our people, going back on the 40 acres and a mule, and all the rest of the things. It is a criminal society because it constantly engages in assault and battery against its black populations. It engaged in historical lynching, and behind the walls, as my brother mentioned here, of prisons, it still now engages in legal lynchings of African people. It engages in Klan terrorism, which it is still engaged in today. It engages in race riots where it destroys the African people. It engages in police riots, and it engages in police brutality where over 300 or more of our young men and women have been destroyed in the city of New York alone. It is a criminal society, and it is a crimogenic society, and a society that engages in white-on-black violence because it is indicted on the charges of official malfeasance when it revokes its mandate in terms of giving justice to its people and makes its justice system an instrument of injustice, when its so-called rehabilitative system is a school for criminality. It engages in official malfeasance when it rigs its juries, when it legally lynches the ones it so woefully sentences. It engages in official malfeasance when it engages in gerrymandering of black districts, when it betrays the mandates of black voters, when it builds, as my brother mentioned here, prisons as industries so that the incarceration of black men becomes a profit-making industry and a means by which the ruling class makes war against the subordinate classes. It engages in criminal activity, and it is a criminal society when it engages in unfair labor practices, job discrimination, when at the end of the Reconstruction there were more black skilled workers than there were whites, and the whites unionized to keep the blacks from taking advantage of the opportunities that were available to them. It is indicted for labor racketeering when it runs black men away from its construction sites, when we go into a black community where housing is supposedly being made and built for black residents, and we see few, if any, black men building those houses. And when those black men come to work on those sites, they are chased away by the police and the construction workers. And when they are chased away and made to stand on the corners, then they are accused of refusing to work and desiring not to work. We accuse this society of being a crimogenic society, of being a criminal organization, of being an organization that engages in chronic white-on-black violence, when it engages in drug trafficking, when it imports the drugs that poisons our neighborhoods and destroys the consciousness of our people, destroys their health. We see a criminogenic people from way back engaging in the selling of opium to the Chinese and in engaging in opium wars. We see this drug trafficking group of people engaging in alcohol addiction when they used it to destroy Indians, when they used it to destroy African chiefs who under the influence of the alcohol often signed away their peoples and their nations. We accuse it of drug addiction and drug trafficking when it traded guns for drugs to carry on its warfare in Central and South America. We accuse it of being a criminal nation, a criminal people, a criminal nation, a crimogenic society, when it engages in gun running across the world, when it sells the very weapons that will be used to destroy its own sons and daughters. We accuse it of criminality when it acts to maintain an evil military-industrial complex. We accuse it of being a criminal society when it sells its death wares across the world. How many of us recognize that we are dealing here with merchants of death?
Black power, black power, black power, black nation. You are live here on New Black Panther Party Radio, of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, live here on this broadcast with your host, National Chief of Staff, Brother Khatib Sadiq, as we come in with a powerful introduction on this broadcast, day 479. We have made the statement that the apocalypse is now. And tonight we will discuss the on-the-ground action and the escalation of American terrorism. As we get into this broadcast tonight, we tell everybody, let everybody know that the New Black Panther Party is broadcasting here tonight. Share it right now on your social media website, whatever you are on. Share it, 718-664-6398. Tune in here live right now, New Black Panther Party Radio, and we will put you live. Press the number one to go live here tonight with the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Get on the front line as we discuss the on-the-ground action that is taking place across this nation and that must take place across this nation. Bring your natural African skills, talents, and abilities to the table. It's time to stand up and fight for your liberation and your salvation. Organize with those who are organizing to mobilize here in the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. There is a place for you. Bring your skills to the table. Bring your African genius to www.nbpp.org, our official website. Like, share, subscribe, and comment on our official YouTube page. Search the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You'll find us on YouTube, and you'll see all of the great live streams and footage of all of the on-the-ground action that have taken place with the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and there's much more to come as we continue to compile the information in this information war. We have come tonight, as every night we come, to interrupt your daily bullshit. We have come to tell the truth, the raw truth, on this broadcast. We ask everybody in here tonight, as you are tuned in, who would you rather be? Would you rather be a cock-picking nigga, or would you rather be a freedom fighter, fighting for your liberation and your salvation? On this broadcast, we are due to hear from our national chairwoman a little bit later on in this broadcast. We're also due to hear from our great comrade, our Deputy National Field Marshal, Brother King Samir Shabazz, in just a second. And let me get a sound check from our brother so I know that he can hear us as we broadcast. Can you hear us, King Samir?
Black power, black power.
Yes, sir. Black power, black power. Great to have King Samir on the line tonight and everybody that is tuned in on this line tonight. Tonight, we discuss here on day 479, the on-the-ground action and the escalation of American terrorism. Let us lay this out. Just in this year, we have faced much great tragedy, but we also see the rise of the warrior class, those who come in the line of freedom fighters. And we take this time in the beginning of this broadcast to give thanks. Oh, we give thanks to our great and mighty warrior ancestors who have come in the line of liberation and salvation. Throughout our times of struggle and peril dealing with this goddamn white man for 6,000 years in general and 500 years in specific, we have always had rebellion. There has always been resistance, so there have always been freedom fighters. And we invoke their mighty spirits on this broadcast as we do every night. We're thankful to be the original people of the almighty wise God creator. We are thankful that we are the original people of the earth. We understand that we have the birthright of all of the land that circumnavigates the globe. And we understand that when we make the demands that we make, we are backed by a mighty power that comes down with us and is inside of us, and that is the spirit of the freedom fighter and the revolutionary, the spirit of the Panther. We know that we can defeat any obstacle that is put forth if we're constantly training, if we're constantly moving more and more toward our African center. What we are saying is that we think more of our people. We also understand that there is a minority of our people who are very foolish and ignorant as hell. We understand that as well. We understand that there's a group of our people who are mischief makers. And they are also defamers and liars and straight up black devils. We're not going to tell no lies. We understand this. We also understand that we face a very troubling time in the hills of North America. And we make the statement, and it has been backed by on-the-ground freedom fighting, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, in this formation, the statement that when we make that the apocalypse is now, it has been backed and proven by credible information that we have bought on this broadcast and other platforms. Just in this year alone, we have faced many great tragedies. We stand up and we defend ourselves, as we should be, as a black nation, as we should be. We faced where our hearts still are broken, where we are living in the continuous nightmare. When our National Field Marshal's daughter, young Panther Cub, Sanaa Minhotep, went missing in South Carolina. And we were on the ground. No stone was left unturned. We seen the strong heart and the strong work that was put in by our National Field Marshal, Brother Sharif, and her mother, Sanaa's mother. We seen the work, we seen the struggle, we seen the trauma that we are going through, family. And no stone was left unturned. I mean, we knew exactly what had happened. We got no real assistance from the pig, who continue to show that they don't care when our babies go missing. And our hearts were broken 30 days after Sanaa went missing. We found that she was murdered senselessly, brutally, and buried in a shallow grave. Our fucking hearts are broken. This is the reality that we're living in. We continue to cover down and love whatever we can of our comrade, the family of young Sanaa. But it hurts. It really does. And it is a continuous nightmare. And there are missing girls all across this nation. And in South Carolina alone, there is a serious South Carolina, Atlanta, in that region, in the southeastern region, and across this nation. There's a serious issue with our young girls and boys going missing, many of them being trafficked, many of them being murdered, and it is more wicked when it's ours that murder ours and theirs in the youth. We got work to do, but our hearts are constantly broken. We must pay attention and look at the scope of this. Just not even 2 weeks ago, many watched on Facebook as our young king, Naeem, the son of Dr. Ali Muhammad, our ally, our comrade of the Revolutionary Black Panther Party. We watched as the Morris Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida, doctors, nurses, and the so-called medical professionals in that facility, as they murdered Naeem when they refused to give life-preserving emergency care and assistance that would have preserved his life or could have preserved his life. That's not what happened. In fact, it was the family of Naeem who were trying their best to give life-preserving emergency care and assistance for hours. And we've seen it, many of us. And again, our hearts are broken, but we are not deterred. Nor are we shaken, but we are all human, and we do feel. And it is the Morris Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida, and every medical professional in that facility who should be held guilty to the highest statute of the law when it comes to medical professionalism on the legal aspect in Orlando, Florida, and the region and the nation. When it comes down to it, we see medical apartheid and medical murder against our children and our elders, and it has grown more wicked with this COVID-19 pandemic. We continue to see the escalation of American terrorism, domestic terrorism against our people. When they lied about Brother Ronald Green in 2019 that he got into in Louisiana, that he got into a car accident, 2 years would pass, but initially we seen the evidence. We seen the initial picture of the vehicle, and we knew that it hadn't been in a fatal car accident. And 2 years later, this year, we seen the brutal murder of Brother Ronald Green. The American terrorism is escalating, so we must escalate our defense, our survival prep, our training, so that we may be able to defend ourselves. We seen the senseless murder of Brother Corey Garrison in New Orleans, Louisiana. And as he exited Hank's Food Mart in New Orleans, he was followed out by an Arab devil pig. He's not a cop, but he's a pig nonetheless. Followed Brother Corey out of the store and shot him in the back in front of his fiance and his children. If we do not see the peril that our people are under, that our nation is under, we as the freedom fighters must stand as the vanguard. And we give a Black Power salute to the comrades in New Orleans of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, New Orleans chapter, who have been, since they initiated their people's investigation, on the ground every day, holding a strong line, the gun line, the front line, and disrupting business as usual and getting down to the root of the case. Out in New Orleans, you got to push the line, comrades. Black Power. Black Power. And now we're moving into where we see the escalation of American terrorism, where we see the necessity that we stand and demand that our narrative is not changed. We see the clear framing. We see the lies that have been put out against Comrade Ozone. We've made a strong stand. We're not afraid to speak out in behalf of our brother, in behalf of a brother who has proven to be courageous, a brother who has proven to be a Black Nation warrior, a brother who we were with in Douglasville, Georgia, this year when he stood in defense of Brother Stephen Stiles, who was lynched. And nothing was done about this brother being lynched. It was Brother Ozone who called to action. Those who could make it, and we went down. The work that the brother has done and has shown to be a servant of the Black nation, a freedom fighter. We must look at what is happening right now. We must look at the revised and edited footage that they have released, so-called the footage that they have released. We must look at the fact that the police, the pig, comes from an origin of those who chase down black folks to bring them back to the hell that they were experiencing. We must understand that the pigs in the state lie. That is their birth, they lie. That's their nature is to lie and to scheme and to subvert and to cover up. We say that our brother, Comrade Ozone, deserves the right to defend himself in a court of law. And he should not be given a hung jury. It should be a jury of his peer group of black people from his community. Like it is given to these crazy vigilante crackers who murder black people and kill our babies. And many of them are, there's no investigation, pursuit, or capture. They are immune, and there's qualified immunity to not only the pig, but the cracker, Arab, Asian, or Latino vigilante. The same as the pig. This society, as we heard in our introduction, for the great honorable Dr. Amos Wilson, is a criminal society that produces criminality and criminally offends against us. When we stand up to defend ourselves, for whatever the case may be, we have the basic God-given human right to use whatever means necessary to do so, if that is the case. But again, we find that anytime you have the pig, the white-controlled press of the American criminal regime in cahoots, you will find lies, you will find smear campaigns, you will find defamation campaigns, you will not find the truth. It is on us that we stand with the brothers and sisters who work their best that they can with the little bit that we have to defend and to build something that we can have for our own. We must stand up in defense of this great brother, Brother Ozone, as a people, because they kill us. And nothing is done. If, we say if, it was alleged that what occurred. It is a stand your ground in Florida, and you have the right to defend yourself based on his God-given right as being a black man on this earth, because when they came, ran down on Trey Propeller, when they came, ran down on Austin Sterling and choked Arizona out, they have the right to defend themselves. We will not let the media spin us to hate somebody or to go against somebody who has shown nothing but love for his people, his kin, and his family. Not today. In this Black Power Hour, we're talking about the on-the-ground action and the escalation of American terrorism. Understand, family, there is a lot that is happening with this escalation, but if we are not out of this. This is a fight that we're going to fight to the end, to the bitter end. So we must be prepared. Always preparing, always training. And when the time comes, we should be able to take whatever action is necessary based on our training. We're telling our family that these are the days of the apocalypse. Ain't no time to be sweet-talking the white man or these house niggas. We will not accept disrespect at an hour when the people need the vanguard, need that energy, need that participation more than ever. We will not talk unity with those who are giving false unity, who are on defamation campaigns, who are threatening our sisters. We will not have unity with those who are foolish, with those who put on the BDU and claim to be revolutionaries, but do not practice the code. You got the game fucked up. So let's get real and face straight facts. As we broadcast here tonight, we'll tell everybody to visit our national website, mbpp.org. Check us out. You can send a donation to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You can do it through Cash App $ Black Power Dollar. As it was mentioned, as we came into this broadcast, we're joined on the line with King Samir Shabazz, the Sword of Truth, Black Power Comrade. Good to have you, Black on the broadcast. Black Power.
The white man is the devil. He will be nothing more and nothing less. Unfortunately, we're going to have to fucking kill a whole lot of you goddamn Mobutus. Now I want y'all to do the research on who Mobutu is. Because it's a whole lot of you Mobutu niggas out here. Fronting. Frauding. And the comrade, our chief of staff, took the words right out of my mouth. We don't want no goddamn unity with no fucking faggots, no motherfucking agents, no motherfucking provocateurs, and none of you niggas who whispering on the sidelines. God damn it, I'm going to make it clear. This ain't no time for no damn rainbow coalition. Everybody want to invite somebody who's against us. Everybody want to unite with somebody who's against us. But you niggas had the damn audacity to talk about us. Ain't no damn us, and you working for the motherfucking enemy. Now, the noise you hear in the background is my generator. Because y'all know where I'm at. Where else do I be? Out here training. One with nature. Learning more of how these crackers is moving out here in the woods. And if you know like I know, if you know like I see every day, and all these different campgrounds and RV sites and all these goddamn white supremacists, white nationalists, white warriors. And when Survive or Die Inc. comes up on the scene, these crackers cringe, start waving and shit. Hi, nigga, how you doing? You know why? They start breaking their neck with their phony-ass venomous smile, with their phony-ass venomous wave, because they see Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. They see Huey P. Newton. They see George Jackson. God damn it, they see Nat Turner. This ain't one of our niggas. This nigga look like he will hang us from one of these goddamn trees with some 550 grade paracord. I'm saying all of this to say, goddamn it, it's wartime. It's wartime. Ain't no more fucking marching. For what? Ain't no more goddamn singing. Fuck your poetry. Fuck all that shit. If you ain't talking about self-defense against all motherfucking white people, every goddamn one of these bastards. If you ain't talking about training to send one of these motherfuckers to their glorious hell, then don't talk about no goddamn BDUs. Don't talk about no military. Don't talk about no freedom. Don't talk about no black nationalism. Don't talk black. How about that? Because you're nothing but a fucking punk-ass coward. And I'm sick and tired of you fucking cowards. Don't care how sharp you look. Don't care how weird you look. You scared of the white man. Niggas out here running your mouth. Brother Ozone setting examples. And some of you niggas got the damn audacity to about anything negative about this man. I don't give a fuck what goes on in his life. It ain't your motherfucking business. All I know is he raised the frequency. He raised the frequency. Some of you niggas sitting on your damn laptop right now, ready to talk shit about Crystal Muhammad. But Ozone raising the frequency. I don't think you're fucking hearing me. You bitch-made niggas sitting on your damn laptop talking shit. About the new Black Panther Party. Talking shit. About Crystal Muhammad. Talking shit. About the 6 motherfucking years we've been running around trying to get you pussy niggas at somebody's goddamn table to have some kind of unity meeting. But you want to follow behind these agents, these revolutionary uniform-wearing agents. You heard what the fuck I said. You rather follow behind agents than roll with those who you can clearly, goddamn, see the resume of. I'm calling you niggas. I don't give a fuck about your feelings tonight. Because you're weird. Weird. How the fuck you gonna talk about getting free, but you go on the white man's media to talk shit about my national chairwoman, a woman? You ain't talking about no white bitches. Or how about them cracker whores you niggas be sleeping with? Why don't you run and tell the media that shit? Or should I do it for you? Because y'all know I don't give a fuck about you niggas. I'm a revolutionary first and foremost. My job is to send my enemy straight back to fucking hell. Whether you like me or not. Fuck you. I've been banging on this cracker for 36 goddamn years. 36 years. Bow the fuck down. Learn your goddamn place. And I'm talking to you new booty faggot niggas. Sit your asses down. Shut the fuck up and learn something from your elders. And I dare one of you niggas, any one of you motherfuckers, to even dream about mentioning my name on some bullshit. I'm coming for your ass. Best believe it, buddy. You ain't heard from me in a while for a reason. Because I'm out here building. Because I know what this cracker is doing out here in this fucking field. You don't. Why? You're sitting on motherfucking Facebook all goddamn day. Y'all don't want no war with no white man. You just want him to pat you on your head a little softer. You can talk all that revolution shit you want. You don't want no war with this cracker. Ask me how I know. Somebody, ask me how the fuck do I know? Well, let's look at a timeline here. Out of all you niggas talking shit, I'm going to ask a question. Now I'm going to ask the goddamn question. All you niggas talking shit, give me the name of the last cracker you even slapped. All you niggas talking shit, Give me the name of the last cracker you sent to the fucking cemetery. I'll wait. But you quick, real quick, to even shine up your crude ass lips to talk about anything the new Black Panther Party is doing. How dare you? How fucking dare you? And these are the niggas we're supposed to take serious, comrade? These are the niggas y'all want to train after? To be trained by a fucking fool? So you can be a damn fool? And most of y'all don't need to be trained to be a fool. You're foolish as hell already. Bunch of damn revolutionary weirdos. And then you got the revolutionary video vixen niggas. Just want to be seen for a little piece of ass. God damn it, you heard what I said.
Oh,
some
shit.
Of you niggas only wear a fucking uniform just to get a piece of ass. And wonder why we ain't free. Wonder why crackers killing us even more now. They just beyond blatant with it. They don't give a goddamn about you. But here you are. Here you are, Mr. Nice Nigga. Mr. I Love Everybody. Mr. Whisper Around White Folks. The fuck? Don't say that. That's your damn problems now, you fucking cowards. Shit in your pants every time a pig come around. Leaving damn brown trails all up and down the damn highway. Know exactly where to find you. Just follow the shit. Follow the shit. Bitch made niggas, man. I'm sorry I gotta talk to y'all like this tonight. But damn it, it need to be said. Somebody gotta be fucking strong. Somebody has to hold the damn line. And somebody got to kick you niggas in your ass when you getting out of line. Tighten up. Because your enemy is coming to put a bullet in your brain, in your children's brain, in your mama's brain, in your daddy's brain, in your auntie's brain. Are you fucking getting it now? The crackers training is over. They've been training for 465 fucking years. Their training is over. It is time to move on these niggas. And here you are still worried about who the fuck twerking on Instagram. Who bought the last Henny? Huh? Who taking ass shots? Y'all worried about the wrong damn shit. Sleep ass revolutionaries. Now how does that work? Sleep ass, I mean snoring sleep ass revolutionaries, comrade. How does that work? lazy ass revolutionaries, comrade. How does that work? Ignorant ass revolutionaries. How does that work? Comfortable ass revolutionaries. How does that work? Passive ass revolutionaries. Integrated ass revolutionaries. Homosexualized revolutionaries. Miseducated revolutionaries. How does that work? You mean to tell me you have the audacity to say you are for the change? You are for the true sovereignty of African people. You are fucking willing to remove everybody who's in the way of African liberation, but you niggas don't study? You sit around like goddamn Christians waiting on Pastor Pig Juice on Sunday. Waiting for the next elder to do a little lecture. Waiting for the next fucking debate Sarnetta put together. You niggas are nothing but pussy-ass Christian wannabe-centered. Shut your asses up. Just shut up. Confused as hell. Running around here and talking about I'm centered. You ain't centered, fool. You ain't got no foundation. Because every dick that walked by, you slobbering out your damn coon-ass lips. Every cracker dick that walked by, you waiting. In line. To get you a few little drips down your fucking throat. Not no damn warrior. Scared of war. The root word of warrior is what? War. The last I checked. A warrior is one who engages in the art of war. But you quit to go to war with your homeboy over five goddamn dollars, over a fucking crap game, over a little shot of vodka, over some fucking Jordan. Some Yeezys, some true religions, some fucking pussy, some foolishness, some nigga shit. You mad tough. You got all the goddamn guns for your brother. We don't even hear a fucking whisper when it comes to a white man. Where you at, gangsters? Huh? Where are these RBG soldiers at? Huh? You start getting a little pandemic money. Now your ass quiet. Back in the bed again. Revolution going out the window. Getting a little money now. Now you up in Hollywood hugging white bitches. I see you, nigga. I see you. Every time I turn around now, it's a white bitch on your arm in Hollywood. But you the same nigga running around here talking about sovereignty for black people. Look at you niggas. Cracker can give you a muffin with four fucking blueberries and you'll sell out. You'll sell out for a fucking blueberry muffin with four blueberries in the motherfucker. You'll sell out. white man can give you a few dollars to shut your ass up. But you sinned, right? How are you centered with no foundation? You're an organization whore. Running from this clique to that clique just so you can suck some dick. God damn it, I said what the fuck I said. Organization whores. Socks in the revolutionary movement. Can't get your way, you go somebody else who'll give you your way. Then once they call you on your bullshit, you'll run to somebody else. That's the agent, fool. Oh, but y'all don't study shit, so you won't know the difference. You don't know how the agent moves. You don't even know what the fucking agent look like. Everybody an agent when they disagree with you, though. Some of you niggas need to have your fucking teeth knocked all the way down your goddamn esophagus for calling people agents. You just use it so loosely now. See, and that's a sign that you niggas don't know what the fuck you talking about. But you gonna learn today, buddy. You gonna learn today. Black power.
Black power, King Samir. Black power to all our callers listening on this broadcast tonight, and we got to tell the truth. You know, everything that we've been experiencing has, you know, shown us, first and foremost, who we can and cannot trust, and has shown us more than ever, it's a line in the sand, it's the people versus the state, and these are the days of the apocalypse. Now, I see that you're on the line as well, Sister Crystal. Can you hear us? All right, Black Power family. I'm sure we get a sound
right,
check from the sister.
Sorry about that. I was
trying
to get my, can y'all hear me now? Trying to get my audio on point. Can y'all hear me? All right, Black Power. Black,
Black
Power,
Power
King Samir.
Black, Black Power Queen.
Black Power, Brother Cat, Black Power to everyone that's listening tonight. Oh, excuse me. Black Power to everyone that's listening tonight. Wow. I mean, you know, goddamn, King Samir set the mic on fire, then I got to come touch this hot motherfucker. I love it. Black Power.
Sorry.
Nah, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. Let me see if I can add a little gasoline. We're going to be like, what's that movie with the motherfucker riding around with the head on fire on the motorcycle? We're going to Johnny Blaze this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, we ain't no hair riders. You know what I'm saying? We heaven raisers. You know what I'm saying? We coming to keep it 100. That's the only way we're going to do. That's the only way we're going to be. That's the only way it is. Anything other than that, we don't even know what that is. You know, wow. You know, it's been a lot of energy, you know, that's been going on. Everyone that's listening to this broadcast tonight, you know, on a Saturday night, clearly you're not of the deaf, dumb, and blind. You know what I'm saying? You are either a true freedom fighter or support true freedom fighters, or, of course, you know, you're the fucking agent and you're trying to listen to what the freedom fighters got to say. So fuck you. We're not worried about y'all, you know, the snoops. You know what I'm saying? But for the real ones, the solid ones, you know, Black Power, I want to thank our brother, Deputy National Field Marshal King Samir, for the words that he spoke in regards to the defense of myself, as well as to the defense of our formation, as well as, well, I want to thank our National Chief of Staff, Brother Katchup, for holding the line and for giving the narrative of the freedom fighters and continuing to keep this broadcast pumping. Not only have both of our brothers spoke very powerful words in defense of this myself and this formation, but in defense of the Black Nation, period, in defense of another freedom fighter. You know what I'm saying? In defense of Brother Ozone. Our comrade, as we know, is Ozone. You know what I'm saying? The state, the crooked ass state, and put out his government name, you know, but we're going to keep it 100, Brother Ozone. Just as when, you know, a few weeks ago when folks were talking shit and coming at me, Ozone made it very clear, you know what I'm saying? He spoke out directly, you know what I'm saying? He checked some of these same, what did you say they be doing, twerking on a video, some of these video vixens that was making the statements, you know what I'm saying? Revolutionary video vixens. They got all kind of weird shit going. But our brother Ozone is the real one, you know? So, yeah, we going all out, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, hands off them. Just like when they had King Samir locked up, we said hands off Samir. When they had Sharif locked up, hands off Samir. When they had Rakim locked up, hands off Rakim. When they had us locked up, like, hands off of my black ass, you know what I'm saying? You know, here we go. That's part of being a freedom fighter, you know? Sometimes they're going to try to frame you up, you know, when you standing up. That's just part of being a freedom fighter.
And some
of you guys, you know, you bucked and turned on us. Some of you guys, you can buck and turn on us. We ain't heard from you since. We ain't heard a heap nor hair from you when shit get tough. Just like now. It's so many people, while they seen us coming under attack, they said they was down. They got the crowd fishing. You know what I'm saying? They trying to jump on this side. And jump on that side. Bro, I wonder, do folks understand a simple thing called loyalty? A simple thing called being real. A simple thing called honor. A simple thing called character. You know, these things you can't buy. You can't get on radio show, at the radio show and political education show. Call and watch our YouTubes and watch our Zooms, and we can give you knowledge and give you a perfect example, but ain't nobody able to give you no heart of being a noble person. That's either who you are or not. Either you real or a piece of shit. It ain't no middle ground. Because if you squirming, just the fact that you're squirming means you're not real. That means you're a piece of shit. Period. And we're not going to play with nobody. It's too many people. One foot over here, one foot over there. Skinning and grinning in our face. The next thing that come around, they think popping, they squinting and grinning in their face. Those type of people, we don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't jive with, we don't deal with, fuck them. But to the real ones we hold dear, we hold close to us. So when our brother Ozone came under attack, we watched the video. Not only did we see the video, so when we saw that video, we was like, oh, well, first and foremost, you know what I'm saying? The pigs was there wrong. He had the right to defend himself. Black power, if that is the case. If that is the case. However, as we slowed down and studied, if you watched the YouTube video that we did last night, there was not one cop but two cops. And you will see what Ozone had in his hand. Was a cell phone. And if the pigs had evidence or proof of anything other than that, they would have showed it. But they didn't. What they have done instead is put a nigger cop in front of a bunch of cracker Klan and let him speak the words of the Klan, saying hunting them down and he's a coward. But what happened? So you thought Ozone was by himself. Y'all were planning on murdering our brother, wasn't y'all? But then you saw that he had backups. You know what I'm saying? Y'all try to put words out to scare certain people. Terminologies. Oh, they're extremists. Oh, they're black militant. You fucking right with black militant. We're black nationalists. You goddamn right. Not only are we black nationalists, are we black militant, but we're pan-Africanists too. How you like that? The same way going on here. It goes on in Africa. It goes on in Central America, in the Caribbean. Wherever our people are, we stand with them in solidarity, those who are of the same spirit. Because coonanism and House niggerism is a global virus, just like so-called white supremacy. And those people of those mind states, no matter where you stand, we pray to the Most High that you choke on your own saliva and not be resuscitated, because we don't give two shits about you. This has been the problem of black people for the last 1,000 years, as we have been battling with these devils for at least 1,000 years, from when they first start trying to come out of Europe, when the Moors fucked up and went over there trying to deal with them goddamn crackers. Why are you fucking trying to save the motherfuckers that our ancestors casted away and kept away? And here we find that we have the same fucking problem. Negroes in bed with the cracker. You're coming around our face, skinning and motherfucking grinning. But all the while, you eating white cat. Oh my God. It's terrible. And you are, oh, look how they talk. Yeah, that's how we talk. We are at war. Ain't nobody got time. If you want to go hear some goddamn speech or go hear somebody preach to you, there's plenty of places for you to go. Turn it on to YouTube. You're not getting no speeches, no lectures. We're in the battlefield. It's just like you go to the crackers military. They're not sitting there preaching to you. They're telling you, tighten up, tighten your black ass up. And that's what you're going to get when you listen to our broadcast.
Right.
If you're looking for diplomacy, some, oh, all right, Paulie Brew, whatever kind of bullshit-ass colonial-ass tone or tenor, it's not coming from us. There's plenty of other places to go for that. If you're looking for someone or others to tell you that we're going to walk side by side with the white man and we're going to be good and we're going to do exactly what the crackers say and we're going to go, you know, we're going to follow their little permits and we're going to, you know, we're going to go the way they told us and Sister Christian, them, they won't play fair. They don't want to work with the police like us. They calling us out because we walking with the police. They mad at us because we threaten them and they want to clap back. You fucking nincompoops. Don't play with us. Ozone is a real one. A real revolutionary.
Any revolutionary working with the police, he should be held by the tribunal for treason and his ass should be served justice.
Yeah, man, they're everywhere, man. And you know, we tried to coordinate things of that nature. And the thing about it is everybody ain't on that same frequency and same level. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there's things that are going to have to be done. Because everybody, something's not going to be said on this radio, you know. But let me... Let me just pass it back on what King Samir spoke on and what Brother Captain spoke on and what we've been saying night after night, day after day about, you know, putting in that work, you know, as I like to say, the line in the concrete, you know, deciphering the real, you know what I'm saying, from the weak-hearted, the ones that are turncoat you, the ones that are stab you in the back. You know what I'm saying? The ones that's talking shit behind our backs. But when we see them, it's a different story. You know, the energy on y'all, we done with it. You know what I'm saying? We know y'all going to be the little bitches that you are. What our focus is, this point, moving forward, and it really always is, but we got to zero in on tightening up the ranks and building alliances with people of the same mind state and the same framework. You know, those who are about separation, those who targeting us, that's what they've been assigned to do. And when we see them face to face, check them, you know what I'm saying, with words, physically, whatever, you know what I'm saying, because clearly that's going to be the next step, you know, we've told you guys, keep our names out your mouth. You know, we're not going to keep talking about that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to have to be some lip shut physically. But, you know, that's a whole other subject. Right now, we have an immediate pressing urgency for the black nation. Our brother Ozone has been kidnapped. He was a victim, or is a victim, of an attempted assassination attempt. Them pigs came to murder Ozone. Let's keep it real. They had no reason to approach him or touch him. And now that he's in captivity, has been kidnapped and is behind enemy lines, we must spend every moment that we are able to demand justice for him, to show our support for him. We will put boots on the ground. We need to raise money for him and his children. He needs a legal defense. He's going to need bail. The proper propaganda must continue.
Chairwoman,
expose
listen to
the
this.
Contradiction. The man listen is in Florida. Go ahead.
I'm looking on YouTube right now, and there's a video. It says, member of the new Black Panther Party on the run after blasting police officer. And the dude that put this up name is Hassan Campbell. He has 37,000 views, and he just put this up 4 hours ago.
Hmm. So.
And he's talking about Ozone.
Yeah. So, Ozone is our ally. We not. Other people are trying to capitalize off other brother and trying to exploit us and try to tie whatever they trying to do. Look, we're not denying the fact that this is our comrade. We've been on the battleground with him. We're not finna do like Infact did and say he ain't with them. We've been on the battlefield with him. Ozone defended himself. Ozone was targeted because of his affiliation with the new Black Panther Party, the Black Nation, in fact, because he's a black nationalist, as the pig said. They're trying to demonize black nationalism. That was the end goal from the fucking beginning. Let's be clear. And so folks are getting ready to start shaking and raveling and running. There's nothing criminal or illegal about being a black nationalist. It's what you need to be. That what the crackers would have you be is a fucking slave for life. Black nationalists say, no, we want to separate. We want our own nation. We hold you criminals guilty of ethnic cleansing and genocide, of a Holocaust against our people. Nothing about this government is right. We're not trying to sit in your fucking seats of power, of so-called power, that is. We're not trying to sit and have dinner with you, have lunch with you. No, you owe us everything you got. The buildings that you have, that you're having these dinners with these sellouts are in, were built by our ancestors. It ain't shit. It's easy to be someone to work with the state. They looking for niggas. It's a deficit. Because most people got sense enough not to be no goddamn turncoat overseer. Most people got sense enough not to side with our open enemy. They want to, whoever this person is, you get 37,000 views for trying to throw us under the bus, or so you think. You stupid motherfuckers, I bet you if I look at our email right now, all you did was send people our way. And we know a good chunk of them is the pigs, but a good chunk of them is not, or not the pigs, or freedom fighters, because the black nation is tired of this bullshit. The black nation is tired of you sellout motherfuckers. Tired of the goddamn pigs. And we mean this. The most black people tell the truth. You was glad to hear that our brother made it without being murdered. You was glad to hear what they are alleging, if you really being real in your heart. But let's keep it 100. Let me see. Hassan Campbell. Who is this dude? Heavily.
Never heard of you before.
Never heard this dude. Probably a pig. Probably a pig or a sucker nigga. That ain't nothing new. Heavy duty country goes in for ozone. Oh, man. These dudes, you know, that's what I said. Some of these people going to get slapped in the mouth when you see them in person. Yeah.
Hassan Campbell is the brother that got molested by Bambaataa.
Oh, man. So did Bambaataa really dig in his butt? We don't know. has he been a long time op? Interesting. So surely he would hate the black movement if that's the case, if it really did happen. I mean, let's just keep it. I mean, these ops be doing it for the long haul. We had motherfuckers coming to our formation, try to destroy our formation. You know what I'm saying? We kicked them out, kicked their asses out. They turn around and go start their own formation and team up with a bunch of motherfuckers we getting kicked out. Now all of a sudden everybody on their ding-a-lings. Just look at it. Individuals who we kicked out go a few years later, go start their own operation. Then they all team up together and come against us. And motherfuckers is falling for that. You got a clique. Nobody who knows who these people are in your clique. Y'all ain't got no system like we got. So I've been told that some of these people, they just take anybody. They don't care. And we've seen it. They just want numbers.
Anybody.
They just want numbers. They don't care. You could have a rape charge.
You
could have a that's what they doing. They taking anybody. So thirsty, so desperate. Well, we the exact opposite. You have to prove yourself to be around us. Lifetime. Cold. Brother Ozone needs our support. Dr. Ali needs our support. The black nation is under attack. Hell. And it's better to be a part of a formation than Dolo. Some of y'all think, I mean, just use your brain. Look at all, the majority, the almost all, except when they do these targets like they did with Ozone and target us. But the majority of the people who are killed by the pigs are everyday individual citizens just by themselves. And do you know it's hundreds of thousands of cases. The hundreds that you found out about, only 1% of the other, and it's 99% of cases you never ever hear about. And these pigs are just, that's how come they're so bold with it. They've been getting away with it so long. How many George Floyds you think, how many times you think Minneapolis did that to somebody? This case just happened to be caught on film. And the crackers were so sloppy, even with this thing with Ozone, it was on film. They were so sloppy, how they released that video, they thought everybody was just going to run and go with what the pigs say. But no, we stopped. We looked at it. We say, hell no. First of all, we know our brother. And we know he had to be, we know he was targeted. The brother just left Tulsa. Then left Tulsa, went down and did the Black Nation. Affiliated with the new Black Panther Party. Both of us. Both formations. I'm gonna keep it real. He's been our ally. since we went to join on the call that he made for justice for Brother Styles that was lynched in Georgia. It's been public that he's been our ally. He's been on our blog, radio show. He's done a YouTube show with us. It's no secret. Then he goes down to Tulsa and Malik and them try to bring him on their side. We had talks. Your brother had his own formation, Black Nation. He's got many allies. We're not throwing him under the bus. We're not going to deny that he's our comrade. We're not. Just like we're not going to say that he was in the wrong for defending his life, because he was not. You have the right to defend yourself. What you do not have the right to do is to remain a damn cowardly-ass slave and pass this mentality of being a cowardly-ass slave to the next generation. All of us have the right to defend ourselves. Come on. Fuck you got guns for us. That's the only thing you should have a gun for, is to defend your life or someone else's life. You should never use a weapon in the offensive. That is against the rules of the New Black Panther Party. That is against the laws of the land, not the white man's land. That is against the laws of the universe. And this is what the cracker has been doing for centuries. Using weapons in offense to terrorize us, our communities. And when someone defends themselves, it is their right to protect themselves. It is not right to be hunted down and slaughtered. That's not normal. That's not how the way it's supposed to be. Stand your ground or not. But in Florida in particular, they do have a stand your ground law. And the stand your ground law says, and I'm paraphrasing, that you have the right to defend yourself using deadly force, and you do not even have to retreat. And it even accounts for anyone, including the pigs, if they were not operating in their official capacity. This is why they are lying and changed the story up so many times. First, the pig said he was checking on First they said, what is this you just sent me, brother? So this is just what came in today, brother. Brother Jarnell, brother Johan. I got it. Black Power. Okay, so our brother's currently officially booked into, we're just looking at the information. Okay, I see. Let me go back to the stand your ground law. And I'm paraphrasing it. You can look it up yourself. But it says that you have the right to use deadly force to defend yourself in your home or in your vehicle to protect your person if your life is threatened. This is the case, regardless of if it's a pig or not. And if the pig is operating in their official capacity, there was no official reason to be touching Ozone, threatening Ozone, coming up to Ozone, trying to push him in his vehicle, assaulting him like those pigs, as it was two of them, were doing. He has the right to defend himself using deadly force by Florida law. But from what we saw, we don't even know the full circumstance, because the media has lied by saying there was one off pig, but there was actually two. So their whole story was shot up. And just like Captain said, they listened to our show. They're not only listening to our show, they listen to our phone calls. They're even mimicking the language. I've seen, as we had to call, and we were saying how we would leave, and how after all these work we were doing, that we had an adrenaline dump. Do you know I've seen the pigs say the same thing on a press conference? They're listening to our every call. They're trying to change up the story based on what they hear us.
And that was today. Oh, man, these pigs, boy, I tell you.
They listen to our every conversation. We fucked their plans up when they planned on murdering Ozone. But when we spoke out for him, it fucked their plans up. When we went and showed that it was two pigs, it fucked their plans up. They were planning on murdering Ozone. They knew where he was. My theory, or could have possibly been, since it was, you know, anyway, I'm not going to go too far into that. Let me go to this. At this point, our brother needs financial support. We are mobilizing ourselves to go on the ground. And yes, it does cost money. Not only are we mobilizing ourselves to go on the ground to stand for Ozone, we have to cut through New Orleans and give support to the comrades that have been on the ground fighting for Corey Garrison. The comrades on the ground in South Carolina, in Rock Hill. The comrades on the ground that will be on the ground for Ozone. We are in motion. And unfortunately, we have to be at the funeral for Naeem Carter, Dr. Ali's son, on Saturday. It costs money to make these maneuvers. And yes, we do need support financially, the New Black Panther Party. Our GoFund fundraiser page has been jammed. So we ask you to send your donations directly to Cash App to Black Power Dollar, Black Power Dollar. You will see the NBPP logo when you go to that site. It's just starting, guys. The purge. Y'all know they got a purge, final purge or purge, something coming out for July, 4th of July? 4th of July.
That's what I've been saying. I've been saying the last few broadcasts, and I said it on the live stream. If you trace back those purge movies, there was some great event going on in America where you seen what they would consider a racial tension, right? And also, like, if you watch that first one, I mean, you know, not to get off topic, but I got to say this. If you watch that first one, you see there's a scene in there where the brother, the little white boy, the son of the crackers, because remember in the first purge, they never left the house. They never left the house. And you remember they let the brother into the house. It's symbolic. They let the nigga in the house. Let the Negro in the house. You know what I'm saying? But it was the second generation of the crackers that let the Negro in the house. It was the son. And remember when the crackers came looking for the brother, they all had on blackface. They all had on blackface. You know, they use propaganda and information to do what they call productive programming. And it's really reverse psychology, because if they feel that they run something across the screen so many times or put it in video games or whatever, that people may not understand that it's reality. You know, I say that we become a people who we look at documentaries and TV shows and this and that about what's going on in other parts of the world, not realizing that America's a fucking third world country. America's a criminal, and America's the reason why all these documentaries about poverty all over the world and global warming and all this type of shit that's evil on the planet is because of the white man. But a lot of times black folks be watching it like we not living it. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in one of his speeches, he says, it's time that we face straight facts. Once you face straight facts, you're going to come to the reality of our situation. You got to take action in our struggle. But y'all going to see their movies, they got the purge, they call it the forever purge, when it goes on forever. This is the Crystal Bull saying, long before that came out, this is the damn purge. We're living in the purge. Everybody walking around with a damn mask on. They further trying to dig in
with this vaccine inoculation. So they put the signs on the stores to change to say you have to wear a mask in the building. Now the signs say if you've been vaccinated, wear a mask. If you've been, if you haven't been vaccinated, you know, keep your mask. And if you have been vaccinated, you don't got to wear a mask. What do y'all think is next after that? How the fuck are they going to know who's been vaccinated? They're going to want vaccine. They're going to want they're moving into, as King Samir said, they want to force a vaccination. How do you force something? They suggested it. They lied. And then now they're trying to offer people crawfish and beer and donuts. Y'all can't be playing and French fries and shit. We're not playing.
Lottery tickets.
Free T-shirt.
They was offering lottery tickets in Louisiana. A motherfucking lottery ticket to get the vaccine.
Man. Oh, man.
And wait a minute. They's offering, they's offering, they're offering blunts in D.C. Where was that? They're offering blunts.
That was in D.C.
In D.C. In Washington, D.C. How far have they come?
You can't get no lower than that.
How far
really
have they come?
They're attacking all that weak. They're attacking all of the weak positions that we take too. You know what I'm saying? They're attacking when we say that we broke. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't got no money, and then you feel that you don't got the capability to make no financial move for yourself because we live in stages of poverty, right? But at the same time, you break a horse. You break you domesticate an animal. You break it. That's the actual term. I break this horse. Get this horse to obey me. They use certain terminologies and certain propagandized images and composite symbols to try to trick people to get black folks to believe one thing. We clearly see what's going on. They want people to believe that Brother Ozone is this monster, that he's just this, you know, attack offensive, wild extremist. That's so far from who the brother really is. Brother is very incredibly highly intelligent. The brother is a spiritual brother. The brother is a warrior. But it's very rare in the movement that we meet people who bout what they say they bout, contrary to what other people may believe. Some you say, well, what are people going to do for this? And what are people, I'm tired of that question. So when we talk to black folks about revolution and liberation, and the nigga will say, well, how long do you think it's going to take before we get free? Nigga, it's on you. It's on you. I'm going to get myself free, and the people who want to roll, going to roll. We're not thinking about the nigga who waiting from a sign from above or waiting for the white man to say fight back. We're not thinking about people like that. But if you want to be a coon-ass, coward-ass nigga, all we ask is you can do that. That's your right as a human being. If you want to be a piece of shit, if you want to be a liar, if you want to do whatever you want to do, we just demand that you do not form opposition against the people, because we're going to roll over you. You put yourself in a position when you think that you got a stake in America, or you say silly shit like there's only one race, or when you say silly shit like the African Americans are our country. Little things that tell you the mentality of
silly shit like we only got
you know
half a permit.
Yeah,
that did it.
The white man told us we don't halfway talk shit to him, do stand up for our people, only halfway, not all the way. Because when did you go to the enemy anyway to ask the enemy permission to do a goddamn thing, let alone ask the enemy permission to stand up for yourself? You know, that all of the weak-ass excuses that we have heard, all the weak ass excuses ain't new. You know, we could think of some new shit for the black nation. We do all the time. But you can't think of no new excuse, Negro. Don't you know that excuses have existed as long as humans? Every excuse in the world has been used when it comes to the liberation of black people. Don't be trying to split no damn hairs when a brother is murdered in the streets of America, or one of these pigs kill our children or our women. Don't you bring your coon ass to the podium or into the battlefield or get on YouTube or any other platform. We know you ain't going to come to the battlefield, but especially don't do that. Come in talking about a damn black bank after blood has been spilled on the streets. Talking about it's going to take more education when blood has been spilled on the streets.
They use M16s, 9mm, and batons. They use tasers. They use MRAP. Bear cats that cost over $200,000. That's with no fucking equipment on it. So you imagine you going into the $600,000 range. Who pays that bill? Black people have been worked to death from sunup to sundown. Our ancestors. Now we live in a day where a nigga can choose a plantation. I'm on the Target plantation. I'm on the McDonald's plantation. I'm flipping Jack's at the IHOP plantation. It don't matter. They've only allowed for you to choose what cracker corporate capitalist sector you're going to voluntarily serve for. Now we understand that we have to make a living for ourselves. But what are we saying here? We saying self-sufficiency. We saying entrepreneurship. We saying take your natural talent and use it to make money. We play a song by King Man, and he's saying the song, don't you know that you should be living off your talent, eating off your talent? You know what I'm saying? We're talented people. But don't let the white man fool you to think because you can choose what kind of car or what kind of house you live, but the car is leased and the money that you pay in the interest, the house is leased or you pay a mortgage or anything. If you don't own the land, if we don't own what's coming into something,
Let's take a second and look at the psychology of why. Just stop for a moment. Now let's look at this. Let's just break this spell for you right quick. Abracadabra.
Oh man. Oh shit.
Y'all ready? Samir, you here? Samir still on?
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all ready?
He's on Samir still on.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready to break this spell? Let's all join virtual hands over this internet. So, do you think that the white man teaches his children? All right, Johnny and Becky, I want you to go to school and learn everything you can about how glorious the black man is and how shitty we are as whites. And then when you finish school, Johnny and Becky, I want you to go to the black man and get a job, Johnny and Becky, so that you can take care of yourself and feed yourself, Johnny and Becky. I want you to go to the black man, okay? And I want you to go to the black man and get a job so that you can provide for yourself and your future and other children. Okay, good job, Johnny and Becky. Do y'all think this is what the white man is doing?
Hell no.
The fuck is your dumb black ass doing that? Does this sound ridiculous? Because it is.
Psychological slavery.
And who told you to do this? We know who told your mama told you, grandma told you, because they was deaf, dumb, and blind. But this generation, don't y'all know we have more knowledge than our previous generation? We have more knowledge of self than previous generation. So you have no excuse. But even the previous generations, even though they had less knowledge, they had higher morals. There was a sense of family, a sense of structure and discipline. But it was, unfortunately, we've been so distorted, so fucked up. So now we have to become anew. That's why we are what? New Africans? New Black Panther Party? We are a whole new being, We are having to change the dichotomy of forced slave mentality. This mentality of being a slave mind, it didn't just happen. It was beat. It was murdered. It was raped into us. It was beat, murdered, raped, and lynched into us. We had businesses. They went and burnt them down. Townships. We are breaking this spell by giving you the fucking truth. Abracadabra, motherfucker. The white man ain't powerful. They just been more vicious and consistent with their viciousness. But you want to sit around and be old fucking weak-ass, fucking docile-ass, fucking lame-ass. Well, we just gonna turn this other cheek right here. Ooh, the white man stealing that cheek. Oh, well, I got another cheek. I'm just gonna turn this cheek right here. Bah! The white man hit you upside the head with a bat with that cheek. Oh, well, I got another cheek. Let me bend over. Here go my butt cheek. Done! The white man kick you in that ass. Wait a minute, white man. I got one more cheek. Ooh, he shoots you in that other cheek. And now you just sitting there. Faceless, assless. You become, what is it called when you demorphed, or when you've been disfigured out of your body, handicapped it, because you worship the cracker. You believe in the cracker. You want to look like the cracker. You want to be the cracker. You went around with the crackers, fake-ass hair in your head. You went around with the crackers, fake-ass hair in your head. You went around trying to look like the European. Putting the fucking cracker eyeball colors in your eyes. You tell your children, you bring your children to the whitest areas. You accept it. You acknowledge the homosexuality. It's okay. It's cute. It's not. The half-heartedness is coming out. Some motherfuckers sneaking. Motherfuckers had the nerve enough to come around us and sneak out with the white woman. They think they weigh on a whole other part of the country where we don't get to see you. And you going to sneak off and be fucking these crackers and try to play us. Oh, I'm black. I'm pro-black. Look at me. But let's get back to the matter at hand.
The Armageddon.
Yep. The mitigated audacity. The Armageddon is here. You better be getting your arms. That's what it means. You better get to getting your arms. It's war. Armageddon, getting your arm. Armageddon. That sounds like Ebonics. You better get to getting your arms. The war is here. The apocalypse is the now, motherfuckers. The war has started. These motherfuckers ran up on our comrade in his car. And they waited. You know what I'm saying? I wonder where my brother was coming from. He had his fringes on. What day was that? I wonder what day was that? That's another thing. For them to catch him off guard, or I think they caught him off guard. We need to check that out. I think they had him off guard. Then the lies. Coon-ass nigga telling lies. So you say this dude named Hassan Campbell. That's what they doing now. This man ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Why the hell does he open up his mouth? No wonder he can get 15,000 views. 13,000 views.
37.
Oh, shit. Right. 37,000 views.
In 4 hours.
Cause you a whole, in 4 hours, because you a whole what? It's funny. Motherfuckers like the Hawker Bay, who use this whole platform to talk about the black movement. That's all he do. Talk about the black movement. But guess what, brothers and sisters? The time is coming. If you still sitting there, and oh, back to breaking the spell, because this is all part of it. I mean, we say the same stuff over and over, and just, you know, it's basically, we deprogramming you. It's what Brother Captain spoke on earlier, what King Man said, do your own talents. Tell me the last time you seen a bird go to work, go to a job. Just look outside in nature. The bird has a talent. It can fly. It can swoop down. It's got a beak. It can grab something. It eats every day. They provide for themselves every day. Tell me the last time you seen a damn anything except a domesticated species. The poor dogs and cats, because they've been domesticated by humans, are the only animals that rely on someone outside themselves or rely on another species outside themselves to provide for themselves. The dogs, the cat, and the Negroes. Most everyone else provides for their own. Most other nations provide for their own kind. They have businesses. Even in Africa, in many countries in Africa, my comrade in Libya, this is before the war, the concept of a job, it was strange. They all had their own business. Merchants. This is the mentality we must have. You have a skill set, a talent, a passion, something in your heart. You go to one job and work for one cracker corporation or small business. It doesn't matter. You go to one place every day to make sure this person is making the money to provide for them family. You can take one thing that you do and make money from it. It all ties together because we must be self-sufficient. Ozone always speaks on building the black nation, not being on a plantation. He was working on a way to get free from working on the plantation. Now we on the indentured servant plantation, meaning working for somebody on the job. Now he is literally in captivity. And then there was been many false news stories put out talking about he had all these different felonies. That is a lie. A lot of fake news been going out. And we have to counter it. I'ma prove it. He's been allegedly charged with attempted murder. But they caught all these weapons on him, right? If he had previously been convicted of felonies, he would have had felon with weapons charges as well. But these false news reports came out. My brother had plenty of sense. We literally know him. Been on the battlefield with him. Watched him work. We're not hiding from that fact. And yes, we do love him. Hands off Ozone. Free Ozone. Let's get this money for him and his family and his lawyers. I'm sorry for drinking, chewing. I apologize, my bad. But listen, we've been having calls all day, radio broadcasts, YouTube broadcasts, researching, getting ready to hit the road. We need resources. Every black person, if you take $25 a week and give it towards the black nation, that's only $100 a month. That's something that you do. Man, what else are you spending $100 on? You ain't going to no movies because you don't want to get that Rona. Now you watch the stuff on Netflix and all of that. $10 a month. $5 a month. $1 a month. I mean, $1 a week. Something. To give nothing to the freedom fighters. But you listen to our broadcast. You watch us. You like our stuff. What are you afraid? You afraid that the crackers gonna say, oh, you gave to the New Black Panther Party? Fuck what the crackers say. You don't want to be able to tell your children, oh, I supported the freedom fighters? We're not begging you. This is a commercial break. Go to nbpp.org and join us. Go to Cash App and send us a donation. To $ Black Power Dollar. Free Ozone. Justice for Naeem Carter. Black Power. Samir, we got 3 minutes. Take us out. Okay, I took either one.
The cat to be closed out. All
right, I'll close it out. Yeah, no, I ain't got no problem with that. I'll close it out just like I bought it in. I'll tell you this, Black Nation, we live in a criminal society. This is an organized mafia. We are vanguards. We will not sit by idly and watch this government, you know, continue to escalate warfare against us. As King Samir said, we are warriors. We are always engaged. We are always engaged in the art of war. And we are always engaged for the war and the hearts of, for the war of the hearts and minds of our people. You know, it seems, you know, very epic, a lot of the things that's going on right now. But the only people out of our nation, the Black Nation, that seem shocked about this are those who really don't want to be in the Black Nation. You know, are those who have not been prepared. You know, if you prepare, don't know anything. You know what I'm saying? Let's make ourselves mentally prepared, physically and spiritually prepared. We'll say this to everybody. We've been putting out a lot of content that speaks to the direct truth and gives the proper propaganda, and we know that we must be able to deliver our message to the people and be able to deliver our program to the people. So we have done that. You can find us on Facebook or the New Black Panther Party official Facebook page, or you can find us on YouTube. Search the New Black Panther Party. Like, share, subscribe, and comment on all the content that you see on the YouTube. We don't trust these goddamn platforms. Don't get it twisted. But we are engaged in an information war. We're engaged in a physical war against the cracker caveman. That's what we are engaged in. We love our beautiful Black people. We believe that we will have our freedom and liberation. Do not become an opposition to your own people. We are here and we say it's freedom of death. It's freedom for Black people and death to the goddamn wicked oppressor. We love Black people, but we will not love our people to sleep. We need financial donations. This is a mighty platform. But goddamn it, we operate on dollar bills because that's how you purchase things in this wicked criminal enterprise. So let's get real. And we ain't got no Black Panther Disney movie budget. We ain't about that. We real life. If you feel it in your heart and we appeal to the masses to send a donation our way, you can do it on Cash App. Black Power Dollar. We will close out this broadcast the same way that we opened up this broadcast. We close out with our wise ancestor. We say tune into this broadcast every night, 718-664-6398. You heard from myself tonight, National Chief of Staff, Brother Katib Sadiq. We heard from King Samir Shabazz, our Deputy National Field Marshal. And, of course, we heard from our National Chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. Tune in here every night. We love you, family. Black Power.
We pattern our lives today after a caveman and after a cave woman that just crawled out of the caves and hills of Europe and walk around today with an attaché case smelling like Pierre Cardin and smelling like Oochie and Coochie and Gucci and all that other stuff. This is a caveman. He spent 2,000 years, she spent 2,000 years in the caves and hills of Europe. I'm still talking about the goddamn white man. Spent 2,000 years in the caves and hills of where? E-U-R-O-P-E. This man, Elijah Muhammad, and this man, Louis Farrakhan, they teach us that EU means caves and hillsides. Europe, Eureka, you've heard the term. EU means caves and hillsides. Rep is self-explanatory. They were roped or bound or confined within the caves and hills of Europe for 2,000 years. And for 2,000 years.